What you believe will determine how you will live. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell reminds us of why we are important to God.
And I want to tell you this morning, it doesn't matter where you've been and it doesn't matter what you've done. There is a God in heaven who loves you and he sees your life as essential. And you may say, but I'm messed up and I've been in drugs and I've been in alcohol. I've had an abortion. I've hurt somebody. And I'm here to tell you, my friend, Jesus loves you and he's willing to climb into your stinking life if you'll let him.
Do you doubt the value of your contribution? If so, you're not alone. Some of the greatest Bible heroes were considered non-essential in the world's eyes. In today's series, Essential Servants, we will learn about God's essential servants and how they made a difference. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Because we will become what we believe, our beliefs will prove to be a barrier or a vehicle to our success. God's desire is for us to go higher, to rise above our obstacles, and to live in health, abundance, and victory. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part two of a message called, Fathers Are Essential.
Tests are essential to make you an essential man of God. Obedience is essential. When you come to the test, we must be obedient to the Lord. We must find ourselves faithfully walking up Mount Moriah, believing that he's going to make a way, believing that he will provide. But then I want to share with you my favorite part of the message today. That is that grace is essential. Grace is essential. Grace is the work of God in your heart. Grace is what gets you through the trial. And I want you to notice this in verse 9. We see that whenever we exercise faith, God meets us with grace. Verse 9, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Here we see Abraham lifting up his hand. We see Abraham over his son, Isaac. We see him literally to the last moment believing God will make a way. God will provide. God will allow us to see a victory in this. And he raises a knife over his son in obedience, essential obedience. And in that moment, God made a way. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:19, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Hebrews 11:19, meaning Abraham believed that even if Isaac's life was taken, God would raise him up because Isaac was the promised son. There's not a father in here who can say, well, I would do that. I have faith like that. Every father in here has a hard time getting his brain around that, much less his heart into that. But Abraham prepared and lifted up his hand and was willing to obey God. And we see here that Isaac is a picture of Jesus Christ, the promised son who laid himself on a cross, who willingly suffered and died. And oh, how we're mindful of this picture, John 10 and 17. Therefore doth my father love me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay down myself. Abraham prepared to take Isaac's life. But notice how God provided in grace. God provided. We see that in verse 11, don't we? It says, the angel called unto him out of heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here am I. Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him. And Abraham, verse 13, lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Here we see that Isaac is spared, that God is saying to Abraham, Abraham, you have passed the test. Isaac is going to be spared. Abraham showed himself to be willing to give his most valued possession to the Lord, and he passes this test. And by God preserving Isaac, God is also preserving the entire nation of Israel. But it all hinged on the faith of one man, Abraham, who just kept trusting his Lord, who just believed that God would provide a substitute. And friends, I want to remind you that God has provided a substitute for us. Even as there was a ram in that thicket, even as Isaac was able to come up off of that altar, and there was a ram laid upon that altar, I'm thankful that though I should have died for my own sins, though I should have suffered and died because of the wages of my sin, that God sent a substitute, and that substitute's name is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, who is perfect, and Jesus Christ, who had never sinned, laid down on the altar willingly and lovingly to shed his blood so that I could be forgiven. And oh, let us never get over the fact that Jesus Christ paid for our sin, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through him. And I'm thankful today that I serve a God that is able to cleanse the sin of anyone. You listen to me this morning. You say, I don't like what that police officer did. Let me tell you what, God loves him and died for him. And though he may have done wrong, there's a God in heaven whose blood can forgive his sin. And you say, but I don't like what those rioters did and how they hurt that police officer. And did you know that there's a God in heaven who loves him? As I said a few weeks ago, all of us are from the same race, the human race. And let me tell you, the problem in our human race is sin, and the only covering for sin is the blood of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice. And what we ought to be marching around talking about is the blood of Jesus Christ, and the healing of Jesus Christ, and the unity of Jesus Christ, and the covering of Jesus Christ, because Jesus paid a price he did not owe, and I had a debt I could not pay, but it was paid by Jesus when he laid down on that cross. And even as Abraham said, oh, thank you, God, for the ram in the thicket. Thank you for providing a way of sacrifice. We ought to leave here today saying, thank you, God, for providing a sacrifice through your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. He paid the price for you and for me. And it is only by his blood that we are saved. Abraham's faith to follow God is an essential. It is essential that we would have faith to follow God in the mountains and through the valleys and in the difficult times and through the easier times. Oh, you say, I like following God when there's no trials, and I like following God when there's just easy things happening with my contracts at work and the economy. But listen, sometimes the test comes, doesn't it? Sometimes God asks us to walk through seasons that we weren't really thinking we'd ever walk through. I don't know about you, but I think 5 or 10 years from now, lots of us will go, remember that COVID? Wasn't that the strangest time? Remember how it seemed like the devil threw so many trials all at once? Remember the difficulty? Remember some lost their jobs and some were sick and some were so frustrated and discouraged? But you remember how God just kind of brought us through it? One day, how many of you are looking forward to that day when you can say, remember when we wore masks to church? How many of you want to be a remember when on that one? I know you do. But let me tell you, friend, God will make a way. I want you to turn to a verse in your Bibles real quickly before we're done here. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Because we're learning that dads are essential, and we're learning that great dads are dads who go through the trials and keep their eyes on Jesus. And I want you to see how the Bible tells us we can all make it through these trials, no matter what your trial is today, no matter what your testing might be today. And some of you have seen this verse many times, but we need to see it today. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Now look right here for just a moment. Sometimes we see trials just in our little life and experience. I was talking yesterday with one of our members about sometimes prejudice and hurt and hate. And sometimes we see it in our American. We see, boy, America's just, there's so much hate. No. There's hate all over the world. I've never seen it any harder than I've seen it at times between the Koreans and the Japanese. The Korean people hate the Japanese. The Japanese occupied and tortured the Koreans. And so, yes, there's been sins of slavery. There's been sins of occupation. There's been, as in the Japanese occupation, there's been sins of genocide. Let me tell you something, folks. Don't ever get the idea that, oh, I'm the only one and we're the only ones. I want you to know, notice what the Bible says. There's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. These trials, these challenges, they go all the way back to the first family. You remember Adam and Eve had two sons. What were their names? Cain and Abel. And remember, Cain killed Abel. You see, this trial, this sinful world, there's a commonality to all of this, and it's traced all the way back to Adam. There's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But notice this. But God is faithful. Would you say that with me through your mask? But God is faithful. No. How's he faithful? Notice this. Who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way, what? Of escape. Did he make a way of escape for Abraham? Right? Did he make a way of escape for us, respecting the cross? Yes. But through COVID, he'll bring us through it. He brought us to it. He'll bring us through it. Right? Whatever the burden, if we just keep trusting the Lord, it's a trial that is common to man. God is faithful. He's not going to allow this to drown you out. If you keep looking to him, if you keep trusting him, he's going to give you grace. And by the way, grace is essential. Now, if you don't grow in grace, you'll get bitter and you'll quit. But if you keep growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then he'll bring you through it. But that's what tests are all about. Am I going to get the grace of God? Am I going to look to Jesus Christ? And if I do, then like Abraham, I'm going to be saying, praise be to God for what he has done. God has made a way in my life, but I've got to keep looking to the Lord and keep trusting him and keep receiving his grace. That's why the Bible says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, dads, you are so essential, so needed. And so many young people in this country and around the world that are frustrated. And when you see the fruit of it, but you know, discerning Christians, they look to the roots. And many times below the surface, there's a calling out for a family, a calling out for a father, a calling out for a heavenly father. And dads, we need to point the way to that Heavenly Father. You are essential. But to be the dad, to be the man of God that we're called to be, sometimes tests come along. Tests are essential. And when they come, obedience is essential. We've got to trust God like Abraham did. And when we obey him, grace will be applied and God will meet the need.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.